Jeff Gildersleeve, a Republican candidate in the Saratoga County Sheriff's race, said that hundreds of Gildersleeve for Sheriff campaign lawn signs have been damaged or stolen during August.
We're probably at this point close to 400 signs that we're missing overall.
Gildersleeve said the signs cost his campaign around $2.50 apiece, adding up to a loss of about $1,000 for the damaged or missing signs. Gildersleeve filed vandalism complaints this week with local and state law enforcement agencies after hearing complaints from supporters. Gary Strothenke, a Wilton resident and supporter of Gildersleeve, said he raised the issue a few days after a sign on his front lawn was damaged while he was out of the house.
I had to run a couple errands. I left my house. Everything seemed to be fine. Then I came back about an hour and a half later, and my sign was ripped off the wire hanger, and the wire hanger was all mangled.
Strothenke, who said the sign was the only political sign he's ever displayed on his property, was disappointed.
People need to let the political process take its course, support your candidate, and, there's no reason to be vandalizing anyone else's stuff.
Mike Zerlo, Gildersleeve's opponent in the Republican primary, said that his campaign has also had signs destroyed or stolen.
I've had signs destroyed. I've had signs show up on my front yard destroyed. I don't condone any of it.
Zerlo said that the disappearance of signs on both sides could be blamed on overzealous supporters. He also said he believes some of the signs could be removed for conflicting with local municipal ordinances.
Town regulations also suggest you can't put signs up in right-of-ways.
Gildersleeve's campaign said in a release that some supporters have vowed to keep a watchful eye out for vandals. Gildersleeve said he hopes his complaint will put a stop to the vandalism, and he's disappointed to see the destruction of private property come with the race.
I'm not trying to get anybody arrested or in trouble. That's not the point. The point is just to stop the activity. It's just foolishness. So this isn't going to make a difference in the election. I would just like it to cease.
Earlier this summer, the two campaigns were cast under the legal spotlight after Zerlo challenged Gildersleeve's nomination petitions in court, claiming they were invalid due to possible confusion because Gildersleeve's son shares his name. Supreme Court Justice Ann Crowell ruled Gildersleeve's petitions were valid, giving the go-ahead for Gildersleeve to run in the Republican primary. Primary voters will head to the polls on September 10th to choose their candidate. The winner will run against Democratic-endorsed candidate Phil Lindsay in the general election. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Saratoga Springs Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.